Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 498, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 2, Day of the Dino, part 2.
It aired February 14th. Written by Ann Knapp, directed by Charlie Haskell. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, same from last time.
Yeah, Josh, will you be my Valentine?
No, sorry. Okay,
that's fine.
I'm already Latasha's Valentine, and I don't like to spread myself too thin.
No, I understand. I get it. It makes sense. It's fine. So we're watching episode 2 today. I have a confession to make, Josh.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, but I thought really heavily about just watching as much Dino Charge as I could between Dino Thunder.
Yeah, it was hard to not just jump right into this one after the last one, because the last one was very good.
It was very tempting, but I didn't. I waited, and so now, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, then we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because that first episode is so good, I haven't stopped thinking about it for 4 days. So,
yeah,
pretty excited to see what episode 2 brings. It's technically, like, episode 1 part 2, like... So what I'm more worried about is there might be like a dramatic drop off between 2 and 3 in terms of like quality, but I don't think
right.
so. I don't think it'll happen.
Our origin story. I mean, there may even be one now. Who knows?
Until Who knows? Get there. Yeah.
Between the origin story and just like now it's Power Rangers. We finally got to the Power Rangers.
Yeah. Cause like we talked about it in the last episode, but like, I kind of just want the show to be like, 3 teams with dino powers. I don't need them to morph at all. I don't need Zords, which I know we're probably going to get Zords in this one. Or, you know, weapons. They rarely don't do one or the other.
But we haven't got powers yet, so maybe it'll just be a powers episode.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, because season 1 was like, now they're Power Rangers. Now they have weapons. Now they have Zords.
Well, season 1 was like, now they have Zords, because they get in the Megazord by the end of episode 1.
And then they had weapons.
And then they get weapons in episode 3.
And then they fought a giant monster, and then they got small again to shoot it with the weapons.
Yeah, because look, they had toys to sell, and it was 1993. They were not concerned with like the logistics or the storytelling of it, which I kind of admire about early Power Rangers, is that they just did not care. Like one little bit, they did not care about mythology or continuity or anything. But I'm really excited to go watch this one. So without any further ado, you want to go do that?
Yeah.
It's Morphin Time! And we're back, and we just watched Dino, The Day of Part 2. I forgot what it was called. I was just saying, we just watched Dino Thunder, the whole thing, we did it. No, we just watched Day of the Dino, Part 2. And it was good. I have a lot of thoughts about how I kind of wish there were no Power Rangers in it. Which is bad, right? Like...
It is and it isn't. I mean,
the Power Rangers stuff was good, because they don't like really turn into Power Rangers until like the very end. The Power Rangers stuff was good. I just like, I kind of would rather it not be there, and I could just watch a show about these kids with dino superpowers, you know?
Yeah.
But
it was good, though.
It was.
I think I have a lot to say about it.
All right. Well, Josh, hold that thought, because... HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes. There's also an archive that is our pinned tweet on Twitter. Any update on the archive, Josh?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I had some grand ambitions for that, and then I screwed it up and had to start it over, and then my cat got sick, and then I got COVID, and it's just...
Yeah.
It's been a real back quarter of this year for me, so I'm working on it.
2020 is really going out with a bang. So so that is there. Maybe you can at least put like the link in on the website, so if you can just like
I can do that,
go from there. So go check the website for the archive link. It's in order, it's just like things aren't like detailed, so you can
all the episodes are there, but they're not numbered, but they're in order. So
You're all smart. You can figure it out. But that's where you can listen to all the first 10 seasons of the show. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Sauce Podcasts. We're on Google Play, Podknife, Podbaby, and Stitcher. Stitcher's a real one. And Podagog. Podagog.
I don't know what it's just every podcast by was it Dennis Hopper? Is that who played Dennis, King Koopa?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Dennis Hopper themed podcasts.
Anytime he's on an episode of a podcast, it just goes on to
probably are zero podcasts, and he also has passed away. So,
well, then yeah, you're probably right. Look, I don't know, man. He's just King Koopa.
He's just King Koopa, man. We get like a better look at the bad guy, and we learn his name, and we get some stuff about him, and
we get to see him. We get to see him talking stuff, which is a little funny, but
it's a little funny, but I think it's just creepy enough that it works. Like, they sell it. They don't like, I'm really worried for like the Zed turn, you know, like Lothar had one. Like, I'm just worried there's going to be a time where he's like, well, I'm goofy now. And I'm going to be like, no, King Koopa, don't do that. Maybe you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places. That would be great. Helps out the show, helps people find the show and listen to it and stuff. You know how algorithms, they're like the cloud. No one really knows how they work. Also, you can go on patreon.com/heydickandjosh and support the show there. I got there. I didn't know how I was going to get there at the start of the sentence, but I got there at the end of the sentence. If you want early episodes, bonus episodes, you just want to help support your boys and their terrible habit of needing to eat and have lights on, then patreon.com/heydickandjosh.
And I need those lights because I sleep during the day now like a vampire.
Like, you are a vampire due to your new schedule, which hopefully won't be just a long lasting thing.
It's going to be at least through Christmas.
They
worked with me a little bit. So I was like, all right. Because originally I was like, I can't, like, my schedule is 10 to 7 and I can't stay later than that, and we have to stay later than that every day, but my girlfriend works at 8, so like, she needs the car, she needs me to get home before then, so I need to go back to second shift. And then my manager, like a week later, was like, hey, what if we tell you can just leave at 7? and I was like, okay. And then him, the assistant, and my supervisor both kept like coming up to me later on that night and kept being like, hey man, anything you need, you just let us know.
I need to go back to second shift. You said
you're
no to that.
Really thirsty for good workers on third shift, huh?
Yeah, man. That's kind of just how Walmart is. That's how most retail is in general.
Yeah. We've had third shift back for 2 weeks, and I think 3 people have already like come and gone.
Well, that sounds about right. Anyway, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. If we get a lot of money, we won't have to have any shifts.
Yeah.
So
we'll have pod shifts.
Pod shifts. That would be nice. And then maybe the feed will get fixed because you'll have so much extra time.
I can do that for 8 hours a day instead of going to Walmart.
The dream job. So we got, we were going to read patrons, but then we watched the episode and it was like good. So we kind of wanted to like jump into it, but it's the first episode back. So I thought we would read an email. We got two. One of them is very long, so I'm going to save it for next week. This episode, though, this week, we're going to do an email. Josh, did we get any reviews before I jump into the email?
We did not.
Okay. So,
hey, guys, unless you want detention this season, unless you want to go to dino detention.
You want to go to dino detention with the dinosaur thunder lizards? I don't think so.
I think you probably want to leave us a rating and review.
It's really easy. Sort of. So this email is from Getty. Getty says, the subject is, please do not open until you have finished the opening to Dino Thunder, which we have watched now.
Yes.
So, hey, Jake and Josh, I've finally gotten off my butt to become a patron of yours. Oh, thanks. I figured after I have binged your episodes up to In Space, I'm only watching it for the first time now. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. They are mostly positive. Spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
While working from home, it's only fair to pay you guys back for the countless hours of entertainment you have provided me. Coolest part of the old seasons was to see how your bond as friends has never wavered, and it's super cool to see. Well, not on the show. There was, you know, I tried to think of like a rock star thing that happened, but I couldn't because I don't really know any cool rock star joke. I was like, Nikki Sixx drank heroin out of a fire hose. Other than that, I don't really know any.
I don't know.
Didn't he die on stage once and then stop yep. being dead? And then he's like, let me go play. And they're like, bro, your heart was not on for a minute. And he's like, fine, I'll go to the hospital like a loser.
Yeah, I remember on, I think it was probably Behind the Music, he talks about that. And he was like, I was like legally dead. He's like, I remember seeing them put me on a stretcher. Like, I was like out of my body. Like, my spirit was gone. I was
going to heaven. Wild. I am excited to see how you guys enjoy the Disney seasons now that you're in the thick of it. Can't wait to see where our likes and dislikes line up, especially when we get to the seasons that are controversial among the community, namely Mystic Force and RPM. Keep up the great work. May the power protect you. Getty.
Very weird to list RPM as a controversial season because I've only seen praise for it.
I mean, maybe it's controversial from this podcast.
For us, where we said, I bet it's bad.
I really hope it's bad, actually. No, I want it to be good. I'm sure it'll be good, but the expectations are so high, and all I know about it is that Shrek is on the show, and I don't know, I'm not stoked about it. We'll see how it goes.
Shrek?
Yeah, you remember that Scottish guy? Did you ever see that Scottish?
Oh,
guy on the... Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm actually extremely psyched for Mystic Force. I'm maybe the second most psyched, I guess third
well,
now.
Here's the thing, is I... With the exception of RPM, which I guess before I didn't really realize was the last Disney season.
Yeah.
I've heard only, like, overall... more negative things about the Disney seasons, but Ninja Storm for the most part was very good.
Yeah, kind of farted on the way out, but
yeah, I mean, no, the problem was that it was really good at the end, and in the middle they like didn't lead up to any of that.
Yeah,
but these first two episodes have been great.
Dope as hell, like on a lot of levels. Like, just like the quality of the actual filming is better. Like, it's shot like a TV show, which is wild for Power Rangers.
At the end of this episode, I'm like, this looks like the original Power Rangers movie. Like, this lighting and everything, like, this looks like the movie.
Yeah, it's dope. I'm stoked. I'm most excited to watch Dino Thunder now that we've watched two episodes of the Disney
season. Yeah, me too. I'm very excited to get to Mystic Force because I feel like Ninja Storm and what we've seen of these two episodes has really like lifted my spirits about the Disney era.
Yeah.
So I hope Mystic Force is even like a half as good as these two episodes are.
Yeah. The season that I'm actually most excited about, not counting Dino Thunder, is Operation Overdrive. Because that's the one I've heard nothing but bad things about, but I actually have not heard any specifics about the show. I realize that I can name probably one character from every season just from cultural osmosis, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I can't name a single thing from Operation Overdrive.
No, I know the actor that plays the Red Ranger that season is in like the first season of Slasher, I think.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. The only other thing about Operation Overdrive I know is it's five Rangers looking for the same five stones.
The same five stones. Like, I know what their suits look like, and I love them. I don't remember their Zords, but I remember it being way too busy, but that's it. And then I know they're, like, treasure hunters, but, like, that's it. I know that David, the person who is the most positive about Power Rangers of any human being I've ever met in my life, doesn't like it, and so that speaks volumes about Operation Overdrive. But, like... I know a couple things about SPD, like just like a couple random facts about SPD. RPM, I know like some stuff about because everyone can't shut the hell up about RPM for 2 seconds when you talk about Power Rangers. Mystic Force, I know a little bit about. I've heard a little bit about. Nobody says anything about Operation Overdrive, and I'm so stoked to go in basically completely blind to a season for the first time ever. So that I'm looking forward to. And then Mystic Force because everything looks really cool. All their stuff looks so cool.
Every picture of Mystic Force kicks ass.
Yeah, and so I just can't wait to see it. Also, Tanner has said that they are, like, the world's only Mystic Force defender. So I'm pretty stoked to see it. But, Josh, we're talking about Dino Thunder.
Yeah, man.
Would you like to jump in?
Why don't you jump in, and then I'll wade in after you, because I don't...
Okay.
I don't remember where we started off.
Okay, we start off where we ended last time, which is with Ethan and Connor being caught by Tommy in his, like,
right
temple lab.
Okay, here's one of two big questions I have.
Okay.
Is this the same lab that they got the stones in?
I think so, but...
Because in the last episode, it seemed like he was rebuilding, like, a replica of it. But then in this episode, they talk about it and has all the computers and everything, like, it's the same one.
I think it is the same one. I think that the Dino Museum out in the woods is close enough to his house that there's an underground tunnel that leads there. I'm not... Maybe somebody can clear it up for us, let us know. Because I'm not 100% sure, but I think it is the same place.
Because doesn't he also talk about how he had the asteroid with the gems in it?
Yes.
Yeah, so it has to be the same one.
Yeah, so I think it has to be. So Ethan and Connor...
They took a long underground walk in that last episode.
And then they had a long walk back, yeah. Unless Tommy lives... They said he doesn't have any neighbors, but like his neighbor might be the museum. We don't know. So we go... We start off there where they're like, Dr. Oliver, we can explain. You're not going to believe it. It sounds absolutely insane, but like it's about Kier. And he's like, just tell me. And I think Connor's like, he's not going to believe it. And Ethan's like, it's the truth. So like, it doesn't matter if he believes it or not. We have to, you know, which I really like. I always like when someone's like, it doesn't matter if you believe the truth doesn't care if you believe it. Like it just is. So they explain about how Kier got snatched up by the Krusties and then Tommy has like this look and Connor's like, see, he doesn't believe us. And Tommy's like, yeah, I do. I made the Krusties. I helped make them. They're called Tyrannodrones, which is a pretty decent name for them. I think Krusties is better.
I like Krusties. I feel like if we got their name last episode, we would have gone with something like Dronies.
Dronies, maybe. Something a little more on the nose, something a little makes more sense, but they, you know, they're going to be Krusties. So he also explained, so he helped create them by, because he was experimenting with putting dino DNA in to technology.
Yeah. So they're like these weird dino cyborgs, I think.
Yeah.
Which is really neat. It's like that's a foot soldier thing. It's like you can definitely stab them because they're just robots.
Yeah, I really like that. The Disney's like, don't worry, no matter how much of their ass you kick, it, number one, they're dinosaurs, so like whatever. And number two, they're robots, so like all their blood's oil or something, which is how Samurai Jack got around its hyper-violence. Is every time anyone got cut, it was a robot part, so it just was like oil splurting out of it or like green slime or something. So he's like, yeah, me and... Man, no, maybe he mentions Anton Mercer later when they're in the car.
Is it now or later? Is Anton Mercer just like Elon Musk?
I mean, this is 2004. I don't think Elon Musk came to like popularity, to like the public consciousness until like 2010-ish after. But like, kind of, yeah.
It's like a little bit.
Yeah.
Or he's just like a weird rich guy.
Yeah, he's like a
weird
rich scientist guy.
Who everyone thinks is cool, but he's still just like a rich ass.
Yeah, he's like a terrible, pretty bad person. I don't know about Anton Mercer, but I can tell you what I know about Elon Musk. And that guy pretty much sucks. So Tommy helped create him. He's like, all right, we got to figure out why they wanted to take Kira. And Connor's like, it was probably these. And they hold out the gems. And Tommy's like, ah, y'all. And then we cut to Kira, who's on that, like, it's like a chair bed. It's like a chair that lays flat.
Yeah, like a dentist chair.
Like a dentist chair, but, like, for experiments. And someone is saying, like, give me the gems. Give me the gems. And she, like, gets up and she's like, what?
So it's Mezagog, which we don't get his name yet, but that's who it is. But he's got this voice where it always sounds like he's whispering inside your head.
Yeah.
It's really creepy. He's a really creepy dude.
He's really creepy. So, like, she's walking around and she's like, where is that coming from? The camera doesn't cut, but it comes around her. And when it gets back to the front of her, Mezagog is behind her. And it is genuinely creepy. Like,
yeah.
It is some. Like, there are, like, actual. It's so weird. I feel like a proud dad looking at Power Rangers, like. Doing actual TV filming. like doing cinematography. I'm like, yeah, you're like a show, not this weird cash grab that like you filmed 40 episodes a week to like sell toys. I'm like, look at you doing stuff. I was so proud.
They didn't sell a single toy in that first episode.
No, unless they sold like
the little gems.
The Jeep. The gems, maybe? Yeah, there was nothing. But like so he's really creepy. He's so creepy that I don't want to call him King Koopa anymore because I feel like...
I still do. I still want to call him that.
All right. Well, so King Koopa pops up and she...
We can call him Bowser if you feel better about that.
Nah, I mean, he's more of a King Koopa than a Bowser. So he's like, give me the gems. And she's like, I don't have them. She immediately sells out Ethan and Connor. She's like, I gave them to Ethan and Connor. They have the gems. I have to go. It's Taco Tuesday. And if I don't get home for dinner, my mom's going to freak. Also, she says taco because she is taco. Australian.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
So she turns to like walk the other way. And again, no cuts that I could pick out anyway. But as she walks a little bit into frame, he's just there on the other side of her.
Yeah, it's so creepy. It's so good. So then he says something about like, one way or the other, I'm going to get the gems, blah, blah, blah. And then he just disappears because he can do that. And then she turns around again, and now there's like an evil woman there who is in the credits. I didn't see her name. It's like Elsa. She's like,
it's
my
Elsa.
Master calls
she says it in a minute here, too. Here's my second big question.
Let it go, Josh.
I can't. It's just
her name's Elsa.
Because
her name's Elsa.
I get it.
Did you get what I did? What's your question?
We don't see the principal in this episode, so I'm going off my memory from 4 days ago.
Sure.
But is she the principal?
I would say 95% certain. So,
because Kira even says like, "Hey,
you look familiar.
You look familiar." So maybe it's just like the same actress, but I feel like she's like undercover as the new principal at the school. Like she followed Tommy there is my big guess.
I think so. Also, because like the principal was like genuinely like a mean, awful person, right? Like
she had a superpower kick.
She did kill Melvin with the soccer ball.
Dead.
Melvin is a dead person now. So in the credits, Elsa is there, and I don't remember the actress's name, but at the end, it says in like the end credits where they put like the less important people, like the voice of Zeltrax, which I'm confident is like a boner pill. I'm like 90% certain that it's like for boners or blood pressure or both.
Oh yeah, let me open up my spam folder, see how many Zeltrax
see
emails
you get
I have.
Zeltrax emails. And then it also said like Principal Randall, Melanie Ryder or Riser or something like that, but I didn't catch the name. But I am extremely confident they are the same person.
Should we do the detective work and like do it honest, or should I just look it up right now?
I mean, we can just wait. We can just wait and find out.
Okay.
for real in the show.
Close that tab.
I mean, like next episode, if we watch it and the credits say like Melanie anything, I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's probably her. So we cut back to Ethan and Connor. They are in they're still in Tommy's lab. Connor says something about like how Tommy's like can't be a regular dude because he is rebuilding like an ancient temple from like an ancient civilization or something, which is pretty cool. The mystery stuff they're setting up about like what's going on, I'm very into.
It's really cool because we know who Tommy is, right?
Yeah.
So that's good. This is like the Tommy stuff is almost like it's for the parents or the big brothers and sisters, you know, the older siblings.
Right.
But like if you're a younger kid,
if you're 10 years old,
you have
never seen Tommy, yeah.
You don't know who Tommy is. So you're figuring it out with Connor, Ethan, and Kira, which is really cool that they're like telling a mysterious story about Tommy instead of being like, I was a green Power Ranger and I had all, you know, and I fought Rita and Zed.
What is bananas is that other than like one or two lines, like first of all, Tommy never says that he was a Power Ranger, like not once. He never says that, like, I've done this before. He at the very end, he mentions, like, they usually stay around for a long time, they being the big bad.
Yeah.
And they go, what do you mean they? And then he kind of, like, glazes over it. He's like, don't worry about it just yet. So Connor's like, dude, we need to get Kira. And Tommy's like, first of all, don't call me dude. And second of all, you two just forget all about this and I will go save Kira. So then he does like a super speed. Ethan does like a super not Ethan. Connor. Connor does a super speed around him, and he Tommy's like, oh, the gems have already started binding with your DNA. And then we come back to Kira, who's talking with that lady, and she's like, you look familiar. And she's like, my name is Elsa. My master calls me Elsa. And Kira's like, that's a weird thing to tell me. She's like, I don't really, your bedroom right. stuff is all your, I'm a teenager. So like, so she grabs Kira, Elsa grabs Kira, and Kira, like, you know that scene in The Matrix where Neo, like, all of a sudden can block a bunch of hits?
Yeah.
Kira does that to her and mm-hmm. ends up with her in like a half arm bar, like a standing kind of half.
Like a standing arm bar.
Fujiwara.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, my, and she kind of pushes her back. She's like, I didn't mean to do that. I don't know what I just did. But then Zeltrax comes in and she's like, Zeltrax, get her. And then there's a bunch of crusties.
Yeah, Zeltrax comes in. I feel like Elsa's like, this is Zeltrax and he will kill you now. And then Kira's just like, are you guys dating? And then starts fighting again.
Yeah. And then, like, they start, like, walking toward her. She does a big scream, and it knocks all of them down. And Zeltrax is supposed to be, and at the end, by the end of this episode, Zeltrax is still alive, so I think he's, like, a general. Like,
I think, yeah, I think he is, like, a Goldar-level
yeah.
baddie.
And he just got punked out by her second-ever superpower use. And,
spoiler, she's gonna do it again.
I love it so much. I love it. I just, which, like, again, it, when it happens again, I'm like, man, why do they have to be Power Rangers?
Right, because then they're just gonna fight and use guns and stuff.
Yeah, and like, ugh. And like, we do see their weapons, and I really like her weapons a lot. I like all the weapons. Connor's is a little weird, and we'll talk about it when we get there, but
I think he makes good use of it, though.
I think so. So she knocks him down with a scream and then runs away, and Elsa's like, what the hell was that? Why did she have that? So then she's running down a hallway and there's like a green thing, and she touches the green thing and just disappears.
Yeah, she looks at it like like in Ninja Turtles when Casey Jones first sees Splinter strung up in the, right. in the club or whatever.
Yeah,
and he's just like, well, this might as well happen.
She's like, yeah. So she like touches it and disappears, and like, I like that she looks at it like, well, this could go one of two ways, whatever, right. And then just hits it. Cut back to Tommy, Connor, and Ethan. They're in the car. They're driving to go find Kira. I guess they're just going to drive around yelling, Kira! Or something.
Maybe they're bringing Tommy back to where she disappeared.
Maybe, that makes sense.
But Ethan seems confused on what they're doing. He's like, how is this going to help us find
Kira? He will ask that in a second, and the answer gets interrupted, and we'll talk about that in a second. Tommy's like, so the Tyrannodrones, the Crusties, I helped make them because I was experimenting with, like, dino DNA and putting them in things, you know, with technology, and I had help with a scientist named Anton Mercer. And Ethan's like, oh, the scientist that disappeared a few years ago. Tommy's like, yeah, so he disappeared mysteriously, and then right afterwards Mezogog showed up and attacked our lab. He also says, like, their programming was, like, modified, like, the Tyrannodrone drones programming is modified, I guess, to make them evil. I don't know. They look evil, so I don't know what you did. Like,
what was the original yeah. purpose of them?
Like just, like, helpers around, just, like, around the house, you know? So, and I'm like, that's, okay.
This is my Roomba. It's part dinosaur.
It's a pterodactyl. It's 11. So then Ethan's like, yeah, hey, this is all cool and stuff, but how is this going to help us find Kira? She's not just going to, like, fall out of the sky and land in front of us. And then she falls out of the sky and lands on the hood. And they're yep. like, oh, okay. So they, like, get out and they're like, Kira, what happened? She's like, I was in a thing and I touched the thing and now I'm here. And they're like, we were coming to save you. And she's like, well, thank you for coming to save me after I didn't need you anymore. And then that's when the baddies show up. Zeltrax and some Krusties show up. And they fight. And y'all remember how cool Tommy is at fighting?
Dude, I was screaming, not just for Tommy, but mostly for Tommy, because he got, like, the opening fight, and he was doing yeah. all kinds of sweet Jeep stunts.
He's doing a lot of Jeep stunts, and it's dope as hell. At one point, he kicks a door at somebody, grabs it with his other foot, and then lifts his other foot and shuts the door, and then uses that to, like, push him. It's so cool.
Yeah, but all of them do, like, an improvised Unmorph fight, which I feel like we have not gotten in, like, 10 seasons of Power Rangers.
It feels like it's been a minute, yeah.
And it's just so good. Oh, I just miss a good, like, playground fight, and this has the same energy.
Yeah. So they all have every part of the fight, except for Tommy's, who's just, like, whipping butt the whole time. Everyone else is kind of, like, has a similar formula, which is, like, they're ganged up on, they figure out how to use their powers, they fight now, you know?
Yeah, or, and, like, they find an object that they use.
Yeah. Kira does a scream and knocks a bunch of them down. Ethan is getting, like, straight up, like, beat to hell. Like, he's getting punched a lot before he realizes, like, I can become Triceratops durable, so yeah. Let me do that. And then he uses it also to hit, like, and I really like that, too. He's like, well, if my hands are harder, it will hurt them more, so let me do this.
He also finds, like, a crate or something and starts, like, improv fighting with that.
He kicks a crate at, like, a Krusty's head, for sure. and Connor is getting, like, thrown around before he realizes he has super speed, and then he's just, like, kind of a jerk about it, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
His big line is, now you see me, and then he, like, does some super speed stuff and beats him up, and then goes, and now you're unconscious.
Okay. I mean, that probably would be something that you say in high school.
That's the low level, like, Disney Channel Peter Parker Spider-Man quipping that I think we can expect, you know?
I will say that I do like all the characters this time. Where last time I was, I think, a little harsh on how one note they were.
Yeah.
I feel like they were a lot better this time because they weren't just talking about the one thing that they like the whole time.
Yeah, when they're not just talking about, like, themselves and, like, you can learn more about them that way.
Yeah, it was just, like, interactions and banter, which is much better than just, like, you're in computer club? Yes, I like computers. You're, like, a nerd that likes computers? Yeah, I am. I do like those.
I am in computer club. Yeah, it's like, we get it, everybody. So they disappear because they just got beat up. One of them says something about Tommy, like, you can't take us on now, and then Tommy, like, kicks him in the mouth, like, kicks Zeltrax, like, in the head.
He does his trademark Tommy spin kick that he did on a T-Rex last episode to Zeltrax time.
And then Zeltrax is like, all right, never mind, and then they all leave. So then they're like, all right, Tommy's like, all right, let's get you home before your parents are worried. And they're like, Dr. O, can you explain what is going on? And he's like, tomorrow after school, I promise. And they accept that, and they leave.
And then I guess they just awkwardly ride in the car with him.
Right, yeah, they do have to ride back to town.
He could be explaining it, but he's just not.
He's like, I got to figure out what to tell you. Because how much do I tell you? Do I mention that I was, like, the sixth ever Power Ranger? Like, ugh, you know, that I started out evil? That's, like, a whole conversation I don't know if I'm ready to have.
I need them to trust me. I don't think I can tell them that yet.
Yeah, which I really like how they're playing Tommy in this, other than, like, just, like, cool guy Tommy Oliver, who has, like, a secret history. Because, if you don't know anything about Tommy, this is just, like, a guy who kicks ass.
Yeah.
That, like, knows some stuff about Power Rangers. And I think this is sort of the perfect way to do, like, an anniversary throwback season.
Yeah.
And it's really good. So we cut back to King Koopa, who asks Zeltrax if, like, their aerial ship thing is in position. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, good. We'll drop the Biozords on the city and they'll attack. And then the citizens of Reefside will just think that idiot Lothor is back again.
I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
You're mentioning the last season already? I mean, this isn't Blue Bay Harbor, but I imagine it's close enough to Reefside that was a going concern, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good because it's the callback to the last season. It sets up, like, I'm a much more serious threat than that guy was.
Yeah.
Even if that isn't, like, true, he believes that.
Yeah.
And everything we've seen so far, that's very true, because Lothor was all about being, like, snarky. Even at the beginning when he was still kind of maniacal, he was also making jokes. There is not a single joke from a bad guy in this episode.
No.
They are all dead serious about killing the Power Rangers to steal dinosaurs or whatever their end goal is.
To, like, control dinosaur power. This is the thing I like most about Mezogog so far and am most worried about, because I'm really worried about the Zed turn of him going from, like, this maniacal and, like, straight up for real evil to, like, let's make them smell bad, you know? Yeah. Something, you know? I'm worried it'll happen. So, but he mentions the Biozords, and this is the first time we've heard the word Zords, like, specifically, I feel like, in a minute.
Were they not Zords last season?
I don't remember if they... Maybe they were probably Zords. I don't know. It feels like it's the first time they're, like, Zords, and then I see dinosaurs, and I'm like, right, like, like Zords should be.
Yeah, that's...
You know?
All they're dinosaurs, of course.
Yeah. So we cut back to the school. Kira's coming in. She gets ambushed by Cassidy. She's like, Cassidy,
it's definitely an alliteration.
It's Cassidy. We talked about this last. I think you looked it up last time.
I'm gonna look it up again.
Cassidy Cooper.
Oh, that sounds right. Hang on, I'll confirm as soon as I can hit the H key on my keyboard. Dino Thunder Cassidy, Cornell. Right, like Cornell. Chris Cornell. I thought I would remember after I said that.
Well, hopefully after two times a charm.
Oh, she gets a middle name.
Ooh, is it a C also?
It is not.
Combo Breaker. Cassidy Combo Breaker Cornell.
Cassidy Agnes Cornell.
Ooh, I like that.
I bet it's a throwaway joke in one episode, just like Waldo was.
Probably. Remember how Dustin has a whole ass first name that's not his name that we call him? So, yeah, she's like, Cassidy Cornell, Reefside News, lead reporter, and Kira's like, I know who you are, we have homeroom together. And she's like, what do you think about the strange goings-on lately, such as your new friendship with Ethan James and Connor McKnight, and then also the monsters that attacked? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but clearly I'm fine, because I'm right here. And then she's like, but also, you pasty. And she goes, and Cassidy's like, oh, I hate fluorescent lights. And she pulls out like a compact. And this is when Tommy comes in. And Tommy's like, Cassidy, unless you plan on giving Electron the Mesozoic era, please sit down. So she sits down. He's like, all right, when did it all start?
Yeah, who can tell me when it all began?
Which I would say at the end of the one before it, if I knew which one that was. But I would probably say at the start of the Mesozoic era. But then there's an earthquake and the sky turns black and the sun is gone and there's storm clouds and then also giant robots that are dinosaurs attacking downtown.
So everything starts to shake. Huge cloud, like thunder clouds, roll in over. Everything is pitch black. The lights go out in the school and it comes back on and it's just very eerie yellow light. Like it's like the backup lights or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the orange yellow light. Yeah.
But it frames everything in such a way that it's just like very unsettling.
There's like an announcement over the loudspeaker, like the mayor has declared a state of emergency. What's like, bud, you got to get used to this. Like, you know, like, everyone runs. Also, Gooch comes in. Gooch's name is Devin.
Devin. I saw in the opening credits that his name was Devin. And also, the little shot they used for him in the opening credits, the guy looks like he's 35 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to keep calling him Gooch, though. Because he seems like a real Gooch, you know? He comes, he's like, Cassidy, something happened. She's like, the sky turned black? And he's like, yeah. But also, there's dinosaurs downtown. There's a lot to take in today. So that everyone runs out, except for the three soon-to-be Power Rangers and Tommy. And they're like, hey, Dr. O, now is the time to tell us what's up, I think. And he's like, yeah, come with me. So they go to his lab, I guess? I guess there's a way to get there from the school, maybe?
Yeah, Jeep.
Yeah, you got me there. So he's like, here are your dino morphers. And I was like, dino morphers, hell yes. And Ethan almost faints. Because
he's like, I'm a BBL. He's like, and Tommy is like, what?
Coming in for Big Fudge? And he's like, I'm going to be back later. And Tommy's like, no, you're not. You're going to be right here because you three have to be Power Rangers. And Kira's like, shouldn't you be able to like fly or have superhuman strength to be a Power Ranger? And Tommy's like, you do have that. And she goes, oh yeah. I like the joke, but you don't. The morph gives you that.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody other than Ninja Storm, nobody had superpowers beforehand. No.
I mean, Andros had like minor telekinesis, but he was an alien. And Trip could see when Lucas was going to step in dog poop, but he was also an alien.
Right, and Lucas was freakishly good at driving, I guess.
Yeah, and Katie had super strength, but she's like a genetically modified human. So
right,
like,
and none of these things were ever really used to any kind of
no
end.
And like and for those things, because I think somebody mentioned this, like when I was like, I don't like powers outside of suits. They were like, well, people have had it before. And I was like, yeah, but that's different. That's not like, hey, everyone gets a new thing outside. It was like, no, Trip just has a gem on his head because he's from Zabtrax or wherever, you know, right. Like.
And Katie has super strength because she was literally engineered that way.
She was made to do, like, it, that makes sense. Andros has, like, because he's an alien. He also has dumb hair. Like, so, like, that, it's just, like, a thing. It's not, like, they're given outside of battle powers. Can you imagine if, like, they did that in Mighty Morphin? They're like, Jason, bold and powerful. You are the Tyrannosaurus. Also, your feet are claws now. Like, you know. Like,
well, he'd be able to just, like, lift up heavy stuff. He would get the super strength.
But he's already regular strong, you know?
He's like, strong enough that he could form a human chain.
Yeah.
A megazord of people.
Or they're like, Billy, now you'll be even smarter. I'm like, well, now it's not as impressive that Billy's so smart because it's from, like, magic or whatever.
Right.
Or like, Zach, you can walk through walls as long as you're dancing. Some, you know, that would be, it would be wild, right? So he's like, all right, these gems came out of the... So I was doing some dinosaur research, and we found the meteor that killed the dinosaur, or the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs. Obviously.
Which I called that last episode, very obvious. I did say that.
And Tommy's like, and obviously that's got to be important. So I took it so no one else could use the gems that are in it that are very powerful. And so then, since you touched them and it bonded to your DNA, now, like, you're the only ones who can stop the Biozords, who were also engineered from the gems. So, like, there's a connection between you.
They're like, did you make those too? And he was like, unfortunately, yes, I did.
Yes, I did. And Connor's like, I didn't ask to be a superhero. He's like, yeah, no one does. But, like, clearly there's something inside of you that can handle being a superhero, or else the gems wouldn't have picked you. They wouldn't have bonded to your DNA. And the way he says it could be read as, like, you have good blood that makes you super powerable, right? But I like the idea that it's mostly, like, you've got power. You've got what it takes to be a Power Ranger, and that's why it was, like, you're good.
It's like you touched the gem, and the gem was like, he's here, and that was now you're the Red Ranger.
Yeah. I think this is, like, another example of once a Ranger, always a Ranger, but, like, backwards, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, if you were meant to be a Power Ranger, then you've always been meant to be a Power Ranger, you know?
Right.
So he's like, so here you go. Here are your morphers. And the morphers are pretty neat. They have, like, a little mouth. The mouth's on them. They're like dinosaur heads, and the mouth opens. And I just think that's, like, kind of fun.
It is neat.
So he's like, Ethan's like, is there, like, a password or a catchphrase or
what's
something?
What's the Wi-Fi password here, Dr. O?
What's the Wi-Fi password to your dinosaurs? And Tommy's like, you got to say Dino Thunder, power up, and then you will transform into Power Rangers. And I think that's a little lame.
It's a little lame, but hey, Connor thinks that too. Because he calls Ethan on it. He's like, did you come up with that, you nerd?
You big dork.
And I feel like Ethan is like, I didn't, but I would have.
I would have because I like it. Kieran doesn't say anything about it. And this Tommy pretty much rules ass, by the way. Like,
he's very good. I love Tommy so far.
He's so good as being a mentor. And I'm so sad that then after this season, the next time we see him is when he's like capital P, capital R, Power Rangers Tommy. Like Power Rangers TM, Tommy Oliver.
Tommy Ranger, TM. The king of Power Rangers.
Yeah. And I'm just like, man, remember when you were just like their mentor and that was pretty cool?
And you, like, didn't want to tell him too much.
Yeah,
because
like that.
You didn't want to put too much at risk.
I like. I'm gonna miss him when he's gone. Is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So they go to the museum. Obviously, that's where the dinosaur. Or they don't go to the museum.
No, the dinosaurs are downtown, stomping
they're, like,
around
downtown.
Like Main Street.
But I think they go to, like, a building that seems like the museum, but it's not. Because that was, like, out in the woods. So maybe I just got confused.
They're, like, right on the edge of the city. Because they're in, like, a field behind a tree line. And the whole skyline of the city is, like, behind them. All the tall buildings and the giant dinosaurs and everything is, like, right behind the trees.
Right. So they go there. They morph. Their morph sequence is pretty cool. They do, like, a backflip and land and break the ground in, like, the morph sequence. Pretty neat. Then Zeltrax shows up, I think. And Tommy's also there unmorphed. He's like, you guys got to do it. And he's like, all right, hell yeah. So they morph. Then Tommy's like, call your weapons, they're in your belt. And so they like touch their belt and weapons pop out. And their weapons are all pretty dope. Ethan, I'm gonna save my favorite for last. So let's start off with Connor's.
Okay.
He's got a big staff. He's got a Tyranno staff that wiggles around like a snake when it's in CGI form. When it first comes out, it's like moving around.
It's like extending and like solidifying.
It's pretty cool. It's weird for a Red Ranger weapon, but I kind of like
that. It is, but he does some really fun stuff with it in the fight.
Yeah, it seems like it's a little too thick to me. It seems like it's a little ungainly, but other than that, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember any stuff he does in the fight besides, like, hit people with staff.
I know at one point he has it, like, he's holding it behind his head over his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like when you, like you're carrying two big pots of water and he's like spinning, right. He spins around with it and hits a couple, but then he like flips it out and hits like the rest of the circle with it. I don't know. He does cool staff fighting.
Yeah. And then Ethan has a shield, which so I have to assume that he's my brother's favorite of the Dino Rangers because my little brother loves when someone fights with a shield. So he's got that.
I feel like his shield also has like a little claw on the bottom end of it.
It's like a Triceratops head, so it's got it's like kind of nose like a, is like a spike. Yeah.
It's like a kite shield because it comes like down to a point, and he definitely uses it to just throw somebody.
Yeah, and he like does a, like everyone's like grouped up on him, and he like knocks them back and then spins. Kira has daggers; they're called like Terra grips or something like that, or Dino grips or something. I forget what she calls them. But they're just like daggers, but the way they are designed, they look amazing.
Yeah, they're very cool.
They're like kind of ergonomic, so they like come like they like follow the flow of her body and they look really, really dope. I kind of want to see if I can find some on eBay. but they do a big fight. At one point, Zeltrax grabs Ethan and just like tosses him and then shoots the Rangers. And then Tommy shows up, is like, hey, you got to combine your weapons, put them together. And they're like, hell yeah, we're going to put them together. And they put them together into the Z-Rex blaster, which we don't get a good look at.
We don't get a good look or sequence, really. There's like a half second of them clicking in, and then they just shoot it. Like, we don't see very much.
They like click together, they shoot it, and then it hits Zeltrax. And when we come back to them, they're apart again. They're already back to being their individual weapons, and so I'm hoping we get like a better view of it soon, but like it did its job. It didn't kill him, and this is my first indication that like, oh, maybe Zeltrax is not the bad guy of the week.
Yeah, because they shot him, he pratfalls back, takes like an RVD bump on the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the huge explosion, but then he gets up.
And he's like, oh, you like shooting, huh? Well, how about I shoot you with my gun now? And jumps into his ship and then shoots them with space lasers.
So it was the first time they fought him was when Tommy was like, hey, tell Mezagog that Dr. Tommy Oliver is back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was neat because we got like the dramatic zoom in when he said it.
I also just like the idea that like at this point in time, like the names of certain Power Rangers are the boogeyman to bad guys, right? Like, cause you imagine like, tell them Cole was here and they'd be like, who? But like, if you say like, tell them Tommy Oliver sent you back, then they'll be like, well, goddamn, we are in trouble now.
I have a theory about Mezagog. I don't know if I want to say it out loud.
Okay.
I'm gonna though. I think Anton Mercer turned into Mezagog.
I also had that thought because just the way like he's like, yeah, Anton Mercer disappeared, and then shortly after we were attacked, and then Mezagog was behind the attack, and I'm like, well, that could go either way. Either Mezagog right. kidnapped Anton Mercer or is Anton Mercer. So it could go either way. But I think obviously if it is Anton Mercer, that's the good drama. Yeah. You know. Then Tommy's like, okay, you can't just like you can't like hit the ship with your weapons. You need to get the Zords under control. If you talk, you can communicate with them through your morpher, and that can get through to them. And by the way, they are like green and like they're like army color, basically. Like they're like neutral army colors. They're like a dull green. And
I do want to point out too that all of this stuff that we've been talking about since they got to like the city is in the dark. It's like a night shoot.
Yeah.
And so the lighting is very dramatic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heavy shadows and like profiles and everything that you'd never see on Power, like aside from maybe the Silent Sleep episode, but I still feel like that was lit very flat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
It looks like a real television show.
And I'm just so proud.
And all you have to do is shoot in the dark and light it yourself. Like,
like don't shoot at daytime and put a blue filter on
it. I get that's more expensive because you have to pay for the electricity and the actual, like, get the lighting and rigs and everything on the set.
Yeah.
But man, it's worth it. It looks so good. And Disney's got the money.
Yeah. Disney has money. Disney's always had money. So. They start talking to their Zords. Ethan's like, hey, bud, Triceratops, you gotta stop it. And so then Triceratops like kind of shakes out of it, turns blue. And then Kira says something to the pterodactyl and it turns, I don't remember how she gets a hold of it.
Ethan's basically like, hey man, can't we be friends? And then he pushes a button on his morpher and it's fine.
And he's like, yeah, we can. And then the pterodactyl does like the same thing.
Kira says basically the same thing, but she pushes the button first and she's like, we could be friends, can't we? And then like that works. And then Connor is just like, just pushes the button and he's like, yeah.
And it doesn't work. And then the T-Rex like tail whips them and they're like, Connor, get your guy under, like call your dog back. And so then he's like, I forget what he says, but it's something to the effect of like, this has to work. He doesn't actually like try to convince the T-Rex. Yeah, he doesn't
communicate with the Zord at all. He just has like inner monologue about it.
And then the T-Rex turns red and it's fine now. And then Tommy says, the only thing left to do is you got to bring them together.
I had forgotten at this point the threat of
the big ship.
And I was like,
same.
Why are we bringing them together?
Yeah, I was like, I also was like, the dinosaur is the problem. Well, you got that, right? they have to take care of the big ship, so they put them together and the cockpit looks like a molecule model.
Yeah,
it's weird, but at least they're all in the same place.
That's true. They're not in like half of them are in the feet, one of them is in the head.
So they don't really fight the ship because the ship just has like whips and stuff. Until it whips them and shocks them, and they like grab the whip and then swing up under it and launch themselves into the air and then turn because their whole left arm is the tail of the Tyrannosaurus. So it's like a big drill. And then they like dive down and do like a dino drill and drill through the big ship and blow it up.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool.
Almost as cool as throwing it into the sun.
Almost. Or singing it a song every morning.
So that it doesn't get grumpy.
So it's not mad at you. So we cut back to Mezogog's base, like his lair or whatever. And Zeltrax and Elsa are both there. And he's like, so Tommy's the one that... Tommy Oliver, huh? And Zeltrax is like, yeah. And he's like, I thought that would happen. And you failed and lost the Biozords. And they're like, yeah, we also did that. And then he uses his, like, brain to cause them harm.
He also is, at first, he's like, so they're Power Rangers now?
And they're like, Unforge.
Zeltrax? Is that his name?
Zeltrax.
is like...
The boner pill one.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, we really bonered that one up, buddy. I'm sorry.
Real bad.
He's like, man, we should have saw that coming, but instead we just let it happen.
That we didn't know, and here we are. And he's like, cool. I hate failure, and shoots them with like a wave from his brain that just puts them into like pain.
Yeah, it's like he uses like his mind energy to like shoot eye rays out, which just squish their brain from the inside.
Yeah.
It just gives them like a really bad headache. And he drops them both to their knees.
It's nasty. King Koopa, not messing around.
No.
So we cut back to Tommy's base. I don't know if there's a name for it yet, or in his lab. We're just going to call it the command center.
It's so far all we've gotten is like ancient dinosaur temple.
Yeah, so maybe we'll call it a temple for now until we get like a name for it. So we're back there, and Tommy's like, hey, here's these bracelets that have your gems in them. I think this is like their morpher. It's a communicator.
They're in the box. The morphers are in the box.
Yes.
And then we see it really quick. They turn into the bracelets, and then he turns and presents the bracelets to them.
I must have missed that. Yeah. Okay. And he's like, this is your morphers. Keep them on you at all times. They're bracelets, so it's pretty easy. They can also communicate with your Zords and me and each other. So they're very helpful. It's like a all-in-one kind of deal.
I'm very excited. I don't think it, I mean, there's a chance it won't actually happen. But Cassidy has been very astute and has like really been able to like see things that are going on.
Yeah,
so I hope she calls out
like friendship bracelets.
Yeah, I hope she calls out the bracelets, and then just like they're just friendship bracelets. We're just like best friends now.
There is a line earlier when Mezogog's like, "Give me the gem." Kira's like, "You have the wrong girl. I'll wear a friendship bracelet on occasion, but like I'm not super into jewelry." But now they have bracelets, so gotcha, Kira.
They're more like cuffs, like bracers.
They're big. They're pretty big. They're not like bangles. They're thick bracelets. So Ethan's like, is Mezogog going to stick around, do you think? And Tommy's like, yeah, they always do. And they're like, they? And he's like, so now that you're Power Rangers.
He's like, I have a lot to tell you, but I'll do that later.
We're going to kind of, I'm going to parse it out over the next several episodes.
We're going to ease the transition into being a Power Ranger. I'm not just going to dump it all on you at once.
Yeah. And he's like, so a couple things you need to know is that like now you're Power Rangers. It's going to be hard. Nobody, like, your life is way different now than it was yesterday. And, like, there's nothing you can do about
that. He talks about it that, like, it's cool that you're Power Rangers, but, like, it's going to be hard and it's not going to be fun. Like,
yeah, like, it won't be fun all the time. It's not going to be easy. Like, but you have each other. And as a team, you are unstoppable.
Yeah, he's like, you have to work as a team. And, you like, if you do, you can't lose.
You can't lose because when Power Rangers work together, they win.
Yep.
Period. But that's the end of the episode, Josh. So you started. I get to pick the first best.
Mm-hmm.
The best is the mystery that is Dr. Tommy Oliver.
That is good. I do really like all of that stuff. I'm going to best that Unmorph fight with all of Tommy's Jeep stunts and then everyone else also like just having like a really good improvised, like we're not actually fighters, like the fact that our bodies can do this is new to us,
right? And we're still getting used to it.
It was just all really good, and it's something that I've really missed. And I feel like every season I'm like, man, I really miss Unmorph fights whenever they have one, and I hope that we get a lot of them this time.
Same. Well, they have outside of their, like, they didn't use their powers in this morphed footage at all. So I think if they want to keep that as like a thing, they will have to do more outside of the suit fights. Yeah. And
I would like to see, like, I really like all of their powers. Kira's is obviously my favorite because I'm partial to that as a superpower anyway.
Right.
I just really hope that they can find more creative ways to use it than knocks a bunch of Krusties over.
Right, yeah. I'm sure, you know, given time, they'll figure something out. I'm actually going to change mine. I'm going to change my best. The best is that it's shot like a TV show, and it looks really good.
That is really good, too.
I do love the mystery of Dr. Tommy Oliver and how they, like, have not said he was a Power Ranger. Like, they have not mentioned anything. All we know is that, like, he kicks ass, and he helped create all the bad stuff so far.
He's really well written in that, like, if you know he's a Power Ranger, like, obviously he can do all this stuff. But if you don't know he's a Power Ranger, like, there's still this mystery about him, but you still buy everything.
Yeah, it really works. But I just, the fact that the show looks so good, that all the night stuff was really good. The, like, when the sky turned black and they changed the lighting inside the school, that was really good. Like, it just, like, it looks like a show. And then finally, like, it's trying to catch up to itself, and it's really nice. The worst, I'm trying to think of what the worst is.
This was hard. I came into when we started recording without one. I was like, I don't think there was one. I think, like, maybe for the first time I'm going to say I don't have one.
I know, but there was no worst in the Lightspeed Rescue finale.
Okay, that's fair.
Because that episode just is good the whole time.
But as we were talking about it, I did come up with one.
Okay, what is your worst then?
It is that they just solved the Zord problem very quickly. That they were just like, hey, let's be buds. And then they pushed a button and then they were friends with the Zords.
Yeah, I think I am also going to worst that.
Because nothing, like, that feels kind of rushed in an episode that otherwise is flawless.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, having, like, I know Power Rangers, and they didn't do it last season. Like, they didn't put them all together at the end of the first or second episode last season. Like, if it was a two-parter, I don't remember. I think it was just a one-off, actually, the premiere last season.
I think it was.
But they didn't, like, they didn't have their Zords by the end of it, you know? They didn't, like, same with Wildstorm, Wild Force. They didn't put their Zords, they used their weapons, they did, like, a big laser blast at the end of the first episode, but they didn't, like, put anything together. They didn't have a Megazord. So I get the idea, like, you want to sell the toy, you want to get that out first, but I feel like if they would have just made, like take away Zeltrax and the ship and make the problem that they are rampaging and you need to find a way to stop them, and I think that would have, like, then it would have been a toe-to-tip perfect episode. But
yeah,
I think having that be kind of rushed is also going to be my worst. MVP... Ooh, I don't know who to give it to.
It's tough. I think part of me, like, in universe, I want to be like, oh, it's Tommy.
Right.
But I don't, that's not the direction I think I'm going to go with this. I think I'm going to give it this time, and this may not be 100% correct, because I, like, the concept of showrunners is kind of new to me, so I'm going to give it to the director, who's Charlie Haskell.
Okay.
For everything that you originally bested.
Okay. Sounds good. I think I'm going to give it to... I gave it to Tommy last time instead of Kira. Because as much as I do like Kira right out the gate, she didn't do as much last time as she did this
true,
time.
Yeah.
This
yeah,
time, though...
Last time she ended as the damsel in distress, but then this time she rescued herself.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to give it to Kira. I think I'm going to give... She does the most stuff by herself,
yeah.
Like, just in general, and she, like, has a lot of more personality in this one, like, that comes through a lot more, and, like, kicks ass, and it's pretty good.
Runner up to her messy pigtails.
The hair is good.
We talked about last time, checking a lot of boxes. We'll add another to the list.
Yeah. all right, well, now we gotta rank the episode, Josh.
Yeah, I think it's number one.
Yep.
Done. Easy.
Done and done. All right, coming in, number one, Day of the Dino. That's going to do it for us for today. On Monday, we'll be back, and we'll be watching Wave Goodbye.
Oh, we're going to lose someone already?
Already.
Jeez Louise. Zetus Lapidus.
Zetus Lapidus? Someone's gone already. Who do you think it should is, and who do you think it will replace them? I think Cass is going to become the Red Ranger next time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think Devin's just going to leave.
Okay, yeah, we could lose Devin.
He's going to graduate finally at the age of 28.
he's like a 60-year senior probably, yeah. Yeah, Gooch can... He's just nothing so far. He's like a stoner, but they can't say he's a stoner.
I feel like they want him to be the skull to Cassidy's bulk, but Cassidy is such a strong character on her own that she doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, he's just a camera guy. He's got nothing to really work with.
I think eventually, like I think he has a good purpose, right? And that, like, he is someone that Cassidy can talk to about these things, but he's too dumb to get it.
Yeah.
But he's also that weirdly specific kids TV trope of a stoner that you can't say does drugs.
Right.
Because you're on television for babies. Anyway, so we're going to find out what happens next time with Wave Goodbye. But until then,
may the power protect you. Oh, why is there two of me in here?
I had said Josh and Josh are in the call, and I got excited, but one of you's just a toaster strudel.
That picture is, like, 13 years old.
It's extremely old.